The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 8, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in December of 1968 in Los Angeles.
Something about the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. Brahmadaya Suragana Munayotho Siddhya Sattaikatana Gatayu Vachasang Prabhahai Naradhitanga Puraganai Radhanapi Pipru Kinto Stummarhati Same Hadirugrajat. When Lord Nrisimha appeared, this is the picture you have seen, for killing a great demon, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was very powerful materialist, and he did not believe in God. Generally, materialistic person, they have no capacity to understand what is God. That is general. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that bhogai sajja prasaktanam tayapo hita chitasa. Bhoga means sense enjoyment. And oisarja means opulence, wealth, riches. The persons who are very much attached to sense gratification and hankering after material opulence, bhogaisarja prasaktanam taya, and by such thing aparita chetasam. Apurhita means bewildered, chetasam, conscious. Such persons, they are thinking that these things will save me. They never think that they will have to leave all these things behind him and he has to go alone. Just like when a bird flies in the sky, so he has to leave behind him everything, and he has to fly in the sky on his own strength. There is no other help. Why bird take our these aeroplanes, jet planes? When we get on the sky, leaving this land, no more we can depend on our strength on the land. If the plane is sufficiently strong, then we can fly, otherwise there is danger. Similarly, persons who are very much materialistic, they are thinking that these opulence, prestige and material strength will save him. No. That is bewilderment. Therefore Bhagavad Gita says, taya apurhita chetasam. Apurhita chetasam means whose consciousness has become bewildered by these material opulences. Such persons, ta apurhita chetasam, for them, vyavasadhimika buddhi, samadho na vidhiyat. Samadhi means concentration. in the Bhavasar Nishchatmika Buddhi. Nishchatmika means to be firmly convinced that Krishna consciousness will only save me. This conviction such persons cannot have. Which persons? Those who are too much sensuous and after material opulence. Bhogai sajya prasaktanam tayabhurta chirutam bhavasadmika buddhi samadhau na vidhiyat. And bhavasadmika buddhi means confidence. Bhavasadmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana. In the Bhagavad Gita, you will study. Now we are getting our Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, Bhagavad Gita and the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and Srimad Bhagavatam, whatever we have already printed, you study them very nicely. And I think those who are harassed by this military board. Today I have got hint from one paper addressed to Kartikeya that if one boy is certified that he is engaged in studying spiritual consciousness or theological, then he is not called. So we shall issue certificate. Bona fide, now I am admitted in your country as bona fide ordained minister of religion. So I think I can issue certificate. So this will be nice. So bhavasadmika buddhi. Bhavasadmika buddhi means full confidence. Krishna consciousness will save me, and nothing can save me. This full confidence. So those who are Krishna conscious, their firm faith is in one, Krishna. Bhavasadmika buddhi rekeha kurunandana. Bahushakajhantascha buddhi abhavushainam. Abhavushainam means those who are not in Krishna consciousness. Those who are flickering, for them, bahushakha, many branches. They think that this will save me, this will save me, that will save me, that will save me. But one who is fully surrendered to Krishna, he knows, and it is certain, that Krishna will save me. That's it. It's very easy to become Krishna conscious. One. God is one. God cannot be many. God is one. Otherwise there is no meaning of God. God means, the definition of God means that the person or the entity who has no equal, neither superior. Nobody is superior to him, and nobody is equal to him. Asama urdha. Asama means equal. Sama means equal. Asama. Everyone is not equal to him. Nobody is equal to him. And nobody is higher than him. That is God. So God is one. There cannot be many God, but God can expand himself in many forms. That is different. So, this Hiranyakashipu was not confident. He was thinking, he was materially puffed up, and he was thinking that he is God. When his son, fortunately his son Prahlad Maharaj, he was a great devotee, Vaishnava, by the grace of Narada, and he was always in Krishna consciousness when he was in his school, 5 years old boy, and naturally the school was an atheistic school. It's like nowadays in no school colleges they encourage any theological study. What is called secular state. So gradually we are becoming like that Hiranyakashipu. But Hiranyakashipu tried, Ravan tried, Kamsa tried to exist without God, but they did not exist. So nobody can exist. So this Hiranyakashipu tried to protect himself by so many material ways, but when he was too much against his innocent devotee son, then Krishna appeared as Nrisimhadev, and he was very fearful, so much fearful that all the demigods came to pacify him. But he was groaning and in anger. So there is anger in God also. Somebody says that why God should be angry? No, God, there is anger. Everything is there in God. Otherwise, where anger comes from? He is the source of everything. But he is absolute. His anger is also as good as his mercy. That is the difference. When we become angry, there is no mercy. Mercy is far away from it. But God, Krishna, because he is absolute, either he is angry or he is merciful, he is the same. The word God is good. He is good when he is angry, and he is good when he is merciful. That is difference. In the material, contaminated state, not only God, even God's devotee, they also acquire the same quality. Sometimes we see that saintly persons like Narada, Shiva, they also become angry and curse somebody. But that curse become benediction. That is the absolute stage. So Hiranyakashipu was killed by Nrisimhadev. And everyone was afraid, very fearful that God appeared in such a fearful appearance, half lion shape and half man shape with four hands. So nobody could pacify him. Everyone was afraid. Then Prahlad Maharaj was only 5 years old boy. He was requested that Nrisimhadev has appeared for your protection specially, so you try to pacify the Lord. The boy was very jolly, and so he was praying this way, that Brahmadaya Sudagana Munayatu Siddhya. I see here there are so many great personalities, just like Brahma, Shiva, and Indra, Chandra, all great demigods. Brahma, the Sudagana. Sudagana means demigods. And Munaya, great saintly persons, sages, all of them are here. And Siddhya means the residence of the Siddha Lok. There is a planet within this universe which is called Siddha Lok. Siddha Lok means that the inhabitants are so highly elevated. They are also materialists. They are also not spiritualists. But still, they are materially so advanced that the description is, here in this planet, we are flying in the sky, and in the outer space with some machine, but there, in that planet, Siddhaloka, the persons are so elevated, either you call materially or spiritually. Actually, they are material. These are material, that they can fly in the sky without any machine. Without any machine. Wherever they like, they can go. Whatever they want immediately, that is yoga siddhi. See, you have heard of so much advertisement of yoga. Actually, when one becomes perfect in yoga, astasiddhi yoga, eight kinds of material perfection, that he can become the smallest, smaller than the atom, he can become. He can go out from anywhere, you lock him in an airtight pact, but he'll come out. This is called anima siddhi. Actually, it so happened in Benares, there was a Swami, his name was Trailanga Swami. Trailanga Swami, he was wandering in the street, naked. Government, it is not a very old story, say about 150 years ago, this happened in Benares. So, he was naked, yogi, and government will not allow, police will not allow. So he was thrice arrested and put into the custody, and thrice he came out. And then he became a very famous man, simply by exhibiting one perfection of yoga. That means a yogi can come out. And not only Trailanga Swami, but we have seen one Mr. Chakravarti in our childhood in a circus. He was playing this part. He was packed up. First of all, his hands and legs were tightly knotted with seal. Then he was put into a bag, and the bag was also sealed. Then with this bag, he was put in a box. The box was locked and sealed, and he came out from that box. In everyone's presence. We have seen it. And again, he was seen that he was packed up in that way. So yoga siddhi, these wonderful things are there. Similarly, one can walk on the water. He will not be drowned. He becomes so light, he can float in the air. These are. So siddhya. Siddhya means the persons who reside in that planet, they have got automatically by taking birth in that, just like taking birth in the Western countries, America or Europe, you are more opulent than other countries, materially. Similarly, in Krishna Loka also, those who are there, they are automatically all lover of Krishna. Similarly, there are many different planets, different kinds of residents. What knowledge we have got, but we have to take knowledge from the Shastra. Therefore, Vedanta Sutra says, Shastra Chakshusha, you have to understand, you have to gather your knowledge from authentic scripture, not by experimental knowledge. Experimental knowledge cannot be perfect because our instruments of acquiring knowledge are imperfect. So however we may tackle these instruments perfectly in our way, basically they are imperfect. Therefore, perfect knowledge you cannot have. If you want to have perfect knowledge, then you have to understand these authoritative scriptures. Just like here, in this Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand that there is Brahma, or the demigods, and the Siddha. So we have to accept. You cannot understand these things by experimental knowledge. Simply as it is. Therefore I am presenting this Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then you understand. That is knowledge. Perfect knowledge. Otherwise, if you interpret, if you don't believe, then you don't get. There is no other way. The same example. Just like, I am repeating again, that if you want to know who is your father, the only witness is your mother. Her evidence is final. And if you want to make experiment, who is your father, that is not possible. That experimental knowledge is not possible. You have to accept. Similarly, for perfect knowledge of the father, or perfect knowledge of the Supreme, you have to accept the version, Supreme version of Vedas. Then it is perfect. So there are many different planets within this universe and beyond this universe, spiritual planets and Keshavatva Jagata Vichitra, God's creation is very variety. So we should not think that this is all in all. This is that Dr. Frog's knowledge. Dr. Frog knows that this small well is everything. He has no knowledge of the Pacific Ocean. Similarly, these Dr. Frogs of this material world, they are thinking this planet is all in all. And 25,000 miles up this planet, that is all space. No. Panthastu koti satavasya sampragamya vayu rathapi manaso munipangavana sapastija prapadasin abhichintatati govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajama. Brahma, the first class, the first living entity within this universe, he says that panthastu koti satavasya sampragamma vayurathapi manaso. If you, not to speak of these airplanes, but if you can prepare a plane of the mental plane, just like mental plane, you are sitting here, you can immediately transfer yourself 10,000 miles away, or more than that, immediately, within a second, just like I am here in America, Los Angeles, and India is about 15,000 miles away from this place. But immediately, within second, I can think that I am sitting in my room there. How it is? The mind is so forceful. Yes, see? This is practical. You can transfer your mind immediately. So, how can you compare with these aeroplanes? Can the aeroplanes? Aeroplanes means Vayu. Vayu means air. These are all in Sanskrit language and in the scriptures. These are not very new things.
Panthastu koti satavasya sampragamma vayu ratha.
Vayu means air, and ratha means plane, airplane. So either by the airplane is not so speedy. The jet planes running at the rate of 500 miles or 1,000 miles per hour. But my mental plane can run 15,000 miles per second.
You see?
And there, that just understand then the spirit, how much speedy the spirit should be. Because that the here matter, there are matter, earth, water, fire, then air. Air is very fine. Earth is crude, water is crude, then earth, water, fire. Fire is still finer but crude. But still finer air. And still finer ether, and still finer mind, and still finer soul.
Is it?
So just imagine, if mind is so strong that it can transfer itself from here to 15,000 miles in a second, how much speedy and powerful is the soul? So these yogis, they come to the platform of the mental plane, speedy, and the yogis can transfer. There are many yogis still in India, that early in the morning, they travel about 4,000 miles within half an hour and take bath in four different pilgrimages. Within half an hour. The yogic powers are so... What yogis we have seen? Siddha. That is Siddha. The demigod Siddha. They are other persons. It is not story. So Prahlad Maharaj says that these demigods, these great saintly persons, these Siddhas, how they have become so powerful, sattvaikatana. Being situated in the material modes of goodness. If you put yourself, keep yourself in the modes of goodness, then you get more and more your spiritual power. And if you keep yourself in the modes of ignorance and passion, then you cannot make progress. You will have to remain here or go down. Now, if you keep yourself in the modes of ignorance, then you go down even to the animal kingdom. If you keep yourself in the modes of passion, then at most you can remain in Europe and America, that's all. But if you keep yourself in goodness, then you can go up. These are explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Urdhaṁ gacchanti sattva-svā. Those who are in the modes of goodness, even they are not spiritually very much advanced so that they can enter into the spiritual kingdom. They will go in the upper status of planetary system. Just like siddha-loka, jana-loka, maha-loka. Urdhaṁ gacchanti sattva-svā, madhye tiṣṭhati rājasā. And in the middle planetary system, the middle planetary system, this earth is in the middle planetary system, heaven also, bhūr-bhuvasā, you are chanting Gayatri Mantra. Bhūr-bhuvasā, these are within the middle. Then above this, there is maha-jana-tapa, sattva, four, three and four, seven up and seven down, planetary system. So those who are in the modes of goodness, they are elevated to the higher planetary system.
Purdanga chanti sattvastva madhye tishthanti rajasa jaghanna guna vittishthya.
Jaghanna means very abominable character. Is it? Eating nonsense and keeping nonsense, habits nonsense, just like little more than the animals, therefore.
Jaghanna guna vittishtha adhoga chanti tamasa.
They are going down, 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 down.
These things are explained there.
But here, this Brahmadaya Suragama, the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, and the Siddhyas, and the great saintly persons, and elevated yogis, how they have become nasattvaikatanagataya bhajasapravahai. All they fluently explain in very nice words, just like prayer. Whenever the Lord's name, Krishna's name is Uttama Sloka. Uttama means selected, high class. Actually not high class, it is transcendental. Ut means trance. And tama means darkness. And sloka means verses. So Uttama Sloka means verses which are not of this material world. When the Brahma Sangita we read, Govindamadi Purusam Tamaham Bhajami, these words, these vibrations are not of this material world. These are vibration, transcendental. Above this material world. Sattvaikatanagatayo bhajasa prabhahai. And they are so learned that fluently they went on praying the Lord with Uttama Sloka, selected transcendental sounds. But Naradhitam Puruganai Dasunapi Vipru. But still, the Lord is not yet pacified. Although these great personalities have presented their prayers in so nice selected verses and their transcendental vibration, still they could not pacify the Lord. And kintu stummarhati same ugrajate hari ugrajate. Then how it is possible for me, because I am born of a father who has most passionate. So my body is most abominable. I have got this body from the abominable father. So how can I please Lord when they have failed? This is Vaishnava. He's not proud. He's not proud. Because the Brahma, Lakshmi and all the demigods and saintly persons have requested him, my dear Prahlad, you try. That means he is greater than all the persons present there. Otherwise, how they could request him? Just like if in an assembly, if somebody is requested, please, you lead us. That means that person, that leader, is the greatest of all. So, Prahlad is accepted as the greatest personality. Than Brahma, than the demigods, than the yogis. But this is the humbleness. Meek. This is, in Bible also it says, the humble and meek can enter into the kingdom of God. So, out of his humbleness, meekness, he is expressing, he is presenting himself that these great personalities, they fail to pacify the Lord. How it is possible for me, who has got this body, born of a passionate father. This is very beautiful. So, Vaishnava
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us that how we shall preach this Krishna consciousness. Don't be disheartened. Because the police is obstructing, because the people are complaining, they'll do that. Just like why this police and public, this poor, innocent boy, 5 years old, because he was chanting, his father became his enemy. His father, what to speak of others? So it is such a thing. In any, you try to trace out the history of the world, you'll find always persons who are for Krishna or God, they have been persecuted. Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Haridas Thakur was canned in 22 marketplaces. Prahlad Maharaj was tortured by his father. There may be such things. Of course, Krishna will protect us. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. If somebody tortures us, somebody teases us, we must go on with Krishna consciousness without any hesitation. And Krishna will give us protect. If we are more tortured, then Krishna will appear as Nrisimhadev and give you all protection. You are all Prahlad, representative of Prahlad, who keep your confidence in Krishna and he will give you protection and go on chanting Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hey, boy.
Now, any question?
How do we enter into the mode of goodness?
Just try to follow the four principles as you are prescribed. No intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no meat eating. That's all. This is goodness. This is goodness. These prohibitions are there. Why? Just to keep you in goodness. In every religion, now, in the Ten Commandments also I see that thou shalt not kill. The same thing is there, but people are not obeying. That is a different thing. No religious person, nobody can be religious unless he is situated in the modes of goodness. A passionate person or a person in ignorance, they cannot be elevated to the religious platform. Religious platform means in goodness. Then you can understand. On the platform of goodness, you can understand the all good. If you are in the ignorance platform, if you are in the passionate platform, you can understand the all good. That is not possible. So, one has to keep himself in goodness. And that goodness means one should follow the prohibitions. Either you follow the Ten Commandments or these four commandments, the same thing. That means you have to keep yourself in goodness. The balance must be in goodness. In the Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Param Brahma Paramadhama Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Arjuna accepted Krishna as the supermost pure. See, how you can approach the supermost pure without becoming yourself pure? So this is the stepping stone to become pure. Because you are contaminated. So, to become pure, Dekadasi, why you observe? To become pure, brahmacharya, tapasya, austerity, penance, celibacy, keeping the mind always in Krishna consciousness, keeping the body always clean, these things will help us to keep us in goodness. Without goodness, it is not possible. But Krishna consciousness is so nice that even one is in the modes of passion and ignorance, at once he will be elevated on the platform of goodness, provided he agrees to follow the rules and regulations and chants Hare Krishna. This chanting of Hare Krishna and following the rules and regulations will keep you intact in goodness, just as you, without failure. Is that very difficult? That's all.
Prabhupada, was the coming of Lord, appearance of Lord Nisargadeva predicted in the Shastras, in the Vedas? Or does the Lord appear any time his devotees are in dire need for his protection?
No, it is generally said that whenever there is discrepancies in the matter of discharging religious principles, and whenever there is too much prominence of irreligiosity, at that time the Lord appears. Jada jada hi dharma, this is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So, because it is just like, as soon as there is some riotous condition in any quarter or any part of the city, there is police action immediately. So this is God's kingdom, either this material or spiritual. So everyone has to obey the God's law, that is religion. Religion means, what do you mean by religion? Religion means, just like good citizen, what do you mean by good citizen? Who obeys the laws of the state. Then what is religion? Religion means to obey the laws of God. That's all religion. Religion you cannot manufacture, just like you cannot manufacture law. Law is made by the state. You cannot manufacture law. If you say, I have manufactured this law, who cares for your law? Similarly, so-called religion, nonsense religion, there are so many manufacturers. Who cares for it? That is not religion. Religion means God's law. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavatpani. That is religion. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, we understand Krishna says, sarvadhanman parityajya mam ekam saranam. Give up all other things. Simply you become Krishna conscious. This is religion. This is the order, this is the word. So to become Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious, is to become religious, is to remain in goodness, and is to make progress and advancement in self-realization, everything is complete. There is no comparison of any religion with Krishna consciousness. We can challenge any religionist. Come and see and test and compare. So, the same advertisement, you all, 69s, match this. So, nobody can match Krishna consciousness. It is so nice.
Living entity is Mayadevi.
What
type of living entity is Mayadevi?
She is Vaishnavi.
Yes.
She is a great devotee of Krishna. But she has accepted a thankless task to punish. There's a policeman, he's a sincere government servant, but he has accepted a task, nobody likes him. If some policeman comes here, immediately he shall feel disturbed, but he is a sincere servant of government. That is the position of Maya. Her business is to punish these rascals who have come to enjoy here. You see? But see, the sincere servant of God.
Is this like a post?
Yes. Oh. It is a post, thankless post. Nobody thanks. Everyone derides. But she is a great devotee. She tolerates and punishes, that's all. Devijjhisagunamimamadurutya. She only wants to see that you become Krishna conscious, I leave you, that's all. Police business is that you become law-abiding citizen, then I have no connection with you. So far. And so long you are not a law-abiding, I shall kick you. As much as possible. So, Maya, business is like that. And we are complaining, why you are kicking, why you are kicking. Yes, I shall kick you, because you are not Krishna conscious. I shall make you Krishna conscious by kicking, kicking, kicking. That is my business. Our business is to implore Sinātu Viṣṇu-cena. Our preaching method is not kicking. Our preaching method is Dante Nidhāya Trinakam. By taking a grass in the teeth, Padayunipatta, falling down on the feet, and Kākuśataṁ kṛtyāca haṁ bravīṁ, and flattering you 100 times, and just submitting one thing, become Krishna conscious. That is our process. And Maya, his process is different. He will answer, why you shall become Krishna conscious? You just enjoy, and I shall kick you very nicely. That's all. And he accepts, yes, you kick me and let me enjoy. But I am not going to this Krishna conscious person. You see? Practically, Maya's business, our business is same. But her process is different. Our process is different. The people like her process.